Asur this Yoino is Nisnas Avraham Avinu. Avraham was tested the 10 Yoinos of Hashem. So the Ma'aseh Machlokes Machlokes HaRishonim, what were the 10 Yoinos? Many Hashem argue what were the 10 Yoinos. The Ma'aseh, look what we want to do, all Machlokes, but Avinu Yoino, Avinu Yoino, Perkei, in Ovos, on the Mishnah, Asur Nisnas Avraham Avinu, Va'omad Bekulam. What was the tenth of the sign? So everybody thinks the tenth of the sign, but most of the Irish don't know what the tenth of the sign was. The sign of the Akedah. That was the tenth of the sign. And that Avraham was Mashlam, after Yadati, now I know Ki Yirei and the Kivata, one of fears Hashem, and everything's good. And Rabbeinu Yonah writes, oh, Asiri, that was only the ninth of the sign. The tenth of the sign, Kfura Asara. Bearing sorrow, shenema, loikum, zalep, oros, oros, roti, echot, neno, shenesas, ishtod, and motzo, mokom, lekov, and shekonoi, veloiki, unbelievable, zahra, but said, this is Sama Shmuzin itself. But according to Rabbeinu Yonah, the tenth Nisayin was not the sign of the Akedah, it was the sign after the Akedah. Now, the pastors, if the first world, that the insurance went up in Madarga. You know, after you conquered something small, you went up to a higher Nisayin. Akeda was a Gelad of the Nisayin. And now he has a new Nisayin. The Nisayin is, he has to bury Sarah, and he doesn't have a place to find, can't find a place for her, and he has to go buy it, even though Hashem promised the land. This is a tremendous Nisayin if Avraham was there. So I just thought of a question, just hit me now, to see if he brings down that there's a Nisayan. What was the first Nisayan? The Rav was in the sign also. He came to Eretz Yisrael and he was promised that when he comes to Eretz Yisrael everything will be good. And he didn't have it good either. From here, you know, he comes to get called to that land and everything will be good for him. And I said, at the end of the day, it didn't go good for him when he came to Eretz Yisrael. It was also. So we see that what? That Avraham was tested. He came to Eretz Yisrael also when he was tested, and Hashem said it'll be good for him. It didn't go so good for him. But Lamai said, you go here, and none of these things is Maharaj. In the Kitso, what comes out from this is a tremendous insight. First of all, to understand that this Nisayon was not great in Arcadia, it's very hard to understand. If we ask a local person, Poshli Yid, that's harder than the son of Akedah is his famous son, his one son, his only beloved, well, we say he liked both, but his beloved son, his future, had to take him and put him on his back, had to shecht him, had to end it all of himself. Many of us, partially, see that as the biggest Messiah, as an unbelievable Messiah, the greatest Messiah, Akedah's Yitzhak, we laid him, Akedah's Yitzhak, Rabbi Yitzhak. Rabbi Yonah writes, there's one more Messiah, the tenth Messiah. That the sign was Fura Asari Menu. Below here, that the Pshat is that Hashem promised him the land. Here he is shelling out money, he's paying at a high rate. The Gemara says he's paid Abba Meo Shekel Kesem. Remember the Pesukim said. According to Rabbi Kaplan, once saw the thing, he said it was the equivalent of $1 million in our time. In their time, what are millions of dollars he paid? Just for a small plot of land, because the Maras of Mapela wasn't such a bit. A small plot of land. As Chazal say, Ephron talked very big, but even the little things he didn't do, he was a big talker. The action was very, very scarce by him. And here, Avraham goes and shells out all millions and millions of dollars for the burial of Sarah. What is that? The Lord here. He wasn't the high. The Lord had been the same. Same time. thought one Mahalach could say, and this is more Maduik, like Rabbi Yoni, Rabbi Yoni could say over the Mahalach and Zahar of this time. That sometimes a person can go through a tremendous Nisayon of Bessah, a tremendous Nisayon, and he overcomes that Nisayon. If a kid, he thinks because he overcame that Nisayon, he thinks because he overcame that Nisayon, that's it, I'm entitled to everything. You know, like, I did it, I did the most amazing thing, and I wish I wasn't going to test me anymore. I deserve not to be tested, or deserve nothing. Like, now, after I did that, that I could go for sure should. So it could be that Kufa was the aftermath of the son of that Kedah was Kufa. Was Kufa the difficulty of the son. That could be in a more simple understanding. I want to add to it maybe in a different form, to understand it, but this, I don't know if this is what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying, but we'll say a little different, but maybe answer the kasha also. And that is, Boisai, that the Yisoid of the Akedah, the Yisoid of the Akedah is Gevaldik. What we call Mokor, Boisai, here was a greater Yisoid, because over here the Yisoid was also to be a match. Avram had to come on to Ephraim. And Be'etzim Avram, deep down, knew that the land was promised to him. Avram knew deep down that he was entitled to this land. And these Arabs and these people that were on the land were on it for now, but it's really shout out to Avram. So Avram even told them, here I know you, I'll take it there. But Avram didn't want to go in a way that's going to be cheating. In a way that they're going to, even though Avram was titled to it, he asked them to give it to him, and if they're not going to give it to him, he might ask, but if they're going to give it to him in the right way, he's going to act. Himself, that this was an Isoyon, not only in Be'onim Lamokon, Isoyon Be'onim Lamokon. The Hainu Avram had to go ahead after the death of his wife Sarah. And Sarah was not just his wife, she was bigger than him as the Vua, she was his Rebbe in a certain way. Vayogoy Aaron, this point the Sarah, the Foysa, someone on this point, me didn't know him. He said a soft dog. This point he didn't know him as a Kiyula man, as the goddess of a person. The Foysa, as a Baal, she cried for as a Baal. But the Hesper was like a Godel Hador. She was a Godel Hador. And he just had lost his Godel Hador. He lost, she was higher than him in the Vua Chazal stuff. He lost his personal wife, Rivkoisa. And here he comes to buy a plot of land to bury his Helika wife. And now he has to meet up with these Arabs and ask them for the plot of land. Puts from the fact that he doesn't want to hire against the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But with all that going on, the Boisai, the Soyin was to be Erlich, and be Erlich Aveiroi, and to go, even though he knew deep down that it was his. But not only to be Erlich, somebody could be Erlich, but it could be your demeanor is not the right way. The way you act. And there's a reason for it. Person not in a good mood. I'm not in a good mood today. I'm not in a good mood. So everybody has to suffer. You can't blame me. I'm not in a good mood. I have a headache. My toenail that I cut off last night still hurts. My left eyebrow is bothering me. It'll be at least 3 weeks until I make it to base Medrash to repair the eyebrow. The eyelashes are also hurting a little bit. An infected eyelash. So, Lamaisa, and, you know, a person wakes up one morning, as they say, on the wrong side of the bed. He wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And he wakes up, and he's a grouchy mood, because he has a headache, and a nose ache, it's an ear ache, it's a toe ache, it's a back ache, it's some type of ache. And he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed, and he's grouchy, and he's angry, and the mice says, if someone comes over and says good morning, he barely gets a good morning out. He had a hard day. What can you expect? Someone comes over and says, how you doing? How's it going? What's up? You can't get anything out of him. He can't talk. He can't smile. He can't nothing. And Chazal was teaching that Avraham, in this mood, was he just lost. And he didn't lose his time like Matthew said in Shabbos. It was that Akedah. And he thought that Akedah might have caused him. In his mind, he's going through all this emotional, cuts from emotion, but there's turmoil going on. The Akedah could be with Kemat Nishchat, what she says. She had about the Akedah, and she died. The Golohad lost the Golohad daughter. He lost his precious wife, his partner in life. Where it says, Enisha Mesa El Mabayla. A woman's ikkah death is to the husband. Lo'aleinu. His wife, his partner in life. You can imagine what a mood he was in. Or he should have been in. Can you imagine the feelings, the turmoil going inside of him? And the feeling deep down that this land, it's my land. He has to bury his wife with his own hands. Yitzchak wasn't even there. As Chazal teaches us, another Yisoid, how Avram was also the carefulness. Rabbi Bechaya says, where was Yitzchak? He said he didn't want to send him. Well, he didn't want to even bring Yitzchak back to help with the burial. Why not? Because he was afraid that Yitzchak would feel bad. Rabbi Bechaya, that maybe he was the cause of her death. So he didn't even call Yitzchak. He didn't even call Yitzchak back from wherever he was. Says Rabbi Bechaya. And Avram's thinking, with all the things going on, when a person's in turmoil, when things are going bad in his life, or things are not going his way, how does he act? How does he come across? You ever see a guy who's not a good mood? I'm not in a good mood today. Don't bother me. You know, he says, I just want to say hello. Leave me alone. I'm not in a good mood today. I didn't wake up on the right side of the bed. Maybe woke me up before 11:30 today. It's a hard day for me. And most people, that's the way they act. And they're not in a good mood. So he's telling us this is not the way Avraham is. The Avraham view is no matter what the situation is. No matter what the situation is, having a Kabbal as called or all the Messiah upon the office. No matter what the situation, Avraham was after the death of his wife, the Golo Hador, turmoil going on from the Messiah. This could be part of the Messiah at one time. The Messiah was to bring out Avram's godless v'nolam l'chaveiro under the circumstances. All these circumstances going on in his mind, where no one's helping him, he has to bury his wife, it's his land, he's got a lot with his wife, his partner in life, the shakedo could have been the cause, all the turmoil, and how does he act? V'yishtachu. Perfect the etiquette. Perfect etiquette. Perfect derech eretz, perfect courtesy towards another human being, towards who, Rabbi, to some Arab who wants to take all his money from him. He sounds like a very man. Between me and you, you know. No, and then all of a sudden he's charging him $1 billion. This is the godless of Avraham Avinu. This is the godless that we're shy after, Rabbi. We have to work on ourselves, on meters of wisdom, no matter what the situation is. It can be a hard day, an easy day, not so things are going hard, I'm busy on this. Learn that we have somebody else is in our presence. We have to learn how to put on a smile. People walk in here, it looks like it's the end of their lives. They came in here. Chas v'shalom. You have to learn to smile to a shiva, even though he's punishing you, he's upset at you. Smile at me. Why does everybody look at that face then? You know, smile at the shiva. The shiva is not such a bad guy after. It means you bad. Smile at your Rebbe, smile at your friend. People don't realize what a smile does to somebody. Rebbe says, Ksubis, better the smile that someone gives somebody else, a bona shino of yoisem in me from a kleis shalchalov. Even if you give him something good to drink, Rebbe says, see him. And then, you know, you come over to the guy, you pour him Coca-Cola, give him a rugula with some chips. You don't show the smile and the teeth, Rabbosai. It's very nice. Coke is it, but it's not it, Rabbosai. A smile does so much better, Rabbosai. You walk over, you talk in a courteous way, you talk to a room in a courteous way, Rabbosai. No grunting, Rabbosai. It's not the zoo. You don't grunt at each other. No grunting, talking to each other. derech eretz to each other. It could be you're going through a hard time, but you had some stabal at you. Why did this guy have to serve it? So Salanta once saw a guy in Elsman talking very, very, he worked on El, and his face was so serious all the time. And so someone over to him and said, why does everybody have to suffer because you're working on the El? A person's face is Rishus HaRavim. Your face is Rishus HaRavim. You have no Rishus, not to smile on anybody. Guy's like a bar, Rishus HaRavim. You learn the whole bar. Guy walks into your face and he sees your face. And so when he walks in, he's niskal on your bar, and then he doesn't feel like you can make a guy feel just look at your face. Your face is Sharabi. The dirty other one says, Zalman, his cousin, and his nephew once walked into his room, and he was in the mirror. His mouth going back and forth. And he says, what are you doing? You need lipstick. So what is going on with your lip? And he says, I'm practicing smiling. I just want to make sure I want the best smile. I make sure that everybody sees my smile. It could be a person who wants to be serious also, but somebody comes towards you, show them the courtesy, act gracious, and talk in a derech eretz to go away. That's how Avram taught us, because he's under the deepest turmoil. There's no excuse. Rav Shlomo Zalman was once walking back from the hospital. A guy ran over to him and he said, Rebbe, I just had a child. And Rav Shlomo Zalman was, wow, it's unbelievable, so great. So marvelled that he took his hair again. A few days later, the guy realized that he couldn't believe he went over to Rosh Hashanah, but he just realized that Rosh Hashanah was walking back from the hospital, the Shabbos, whatever. He had just found out that his wife is nifta at the hospital. But the way he gave Shalom Lech, he could have thought he just had twins. The way he greeted this guy, he shared the simcha. He just walked by, he just found out that his wife was nifta. And this guy ran over and Rosh Hashanah, his face lit up, and he was so, someone came over to his face. That's Rosh Hashanah, and that's a whole other thing. But that's what we have to work on, because that's Yidin, that's what Mavinu was at. Under the turmoil, under the situation, he should have acted, give me the land quickly, here's the money, this. Like Shtachu, he asked very courteous. He went over to them and he bowed to them. He very courteously, he did a respectful, courteous way to some Arabs, under turmoil, in a matter of stress, in a matter of, I'm stressful today, don't bother me. Be courteous to your roommate, no matter what the situation is, say, he doesn't have to suffer, there's no reason you have to put him into a suffering, just because you're going through suffering, there's no, that's not the halacha, because I'm suffering, you have to suffer. It's not one person, you're going through a difficult, okay, but when it comes to somebody else, we have to try, we have to learn, understand, but certainly, that we have to work at it and all the time. And even if we're going through stuff that's difficult, it's in the sight. But certainly, in the normal of times, you have to learn how to be courteous, you have to learn to be kind, derech eretz, smile, be a person that people like to be around, that people see your teeth, and let people see that you enjoy seeing them and being with them. Show courtesy to each other. One of us said, this is the Mahalach, this is Sefer HaYoshua, this is what Avraham Avinu taught us, and this is what we have to learn, this is how we become real menschen, real good people, Rabbi Yisrael. For courteous, for considerate, learn how to treat each other in the right way, Rabbi Yisrael. And our whole life, Rabbi Yisrael, will bring simcha to other people, will simcha to our families, zircha to Shevis Achim, and